Of a really good topic to kick off the new year, like something, you know, because people are like going through the transition phase. It's a great time. People start thinking about making changes in their life. It's the the air, the aura of the new year season is typically, what am I going to change or improve in my life that will have hopefully lifelong impact or whatever else. So I was trying to think, what is something that could come to be a topic that would assist in that endeavor for people. And it actually came up in the New Year's Eve conversation that I had with my friend. Because we were discussing, you know, relationships one night. Not whole night, but part of the night was the discussion was relationships. And one of the things that popped up in my mind as we were talking was, I think I figured out why people choose the wrong partners for such a long time. I think I finally figured out why. It's self-esteem. Not the idea of self-esteem with career or, you know, believing they look good. Not that. But maybe it's more of a self-worth. What do I deserve? Because one of the things we were talking about on New Year's Eve night was how we've seen so many people that they pass up wonderful opportunities with someone, and then they choose, the next person they choose to be with ends up being horrible for them. That's a horrible match. And then they look back, and the first thing they say is, why didn't I pick so-and-so? And the question is always, yeah, why? Why didn't you? And they always say the same thing. Well, I didn't think I was ready at that time for someone like that. And what does that go down to? To me, it just seems like it's self-worth, not understanding what you deserve as a person, not recognizing that if you saw this really great person, you genuinely deserve that. You should go for it. I'm sure you've seen this with people in your life, the ones who have a higher self-worth, who are willing to go for it and get it, not just with love, but with their careers. If they truly believe they deserve that promotion, they're more likely to get it, right?
That's right.
So what I want people to think of this year is, what do you deserve? And you have to consciously do it, because subconsciously, a lot of us don't think we deserve better than what we're used to getting. Don't you think?
You're right. We sell ourselves short for these weird, intangible reasons, perception, like you said, low self-worth. And on the other hand, you'll have that person who, and we don't judge, but we know what we're looking at. And you'll have a person who may not be, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, they may not be working with as much as that next person who has more. And they go further because they hustle and they believe in themselves and they go for it. And they're always.
And they have that understanding that no one is better than them.
Yes.
Next guy or girl is no better than them.
That's right.
That everyone is equal and deserves the same things. And the person who's going to get it is the person who goes for it. That's just bottom line.
That's
so
right.
I guess what I'd like to see for people to do this year is go ahead and, you know, sit down with yourself, get a glass of wine, whatever it is you need, and seriously meditate on what it is you want in a significant other. What is it that is really crucial and critical to the foundation of the relationship you want as yourself? Because we all kind of have our own little desires. You know, some people want somebody who is going to appreciate staying at home, watching a movie, home time, being next to each other. That's important. Other people are going to be more like, you know, I need somebody who's ambitious, who's going to motivate me. Whatever it is that you need, think about that. Write it down. By all means, please write it down. Visual is wonderful. And then, second step is consider the people in your life, people you already socialize with. Is there somebody that you know who matches that, that maybe you've been overlooking for a while because you didn't think you deserved them? And if you see someone like that, don't tell yourself, you gotta do this mental talk. Mental talk is very important. I think coaches know this in athletics. You know, we have the self-talk that we do to ourselves. And a lot of people will talk themselves out of it. They'll say, well, you know, I'm not ready for that person. My life just isn't such and such. It's not this, it's not that. I gotta wait. You don't know how much time you have.
That's right.
And your life is never going to be perfect. It will never be perfect.
Never.
And I think one of the biggest downfalls for modern relationships is people waiting for their life to be some kind of perfect stability. Life is never stable. That's just irrational. So instead of waiting, because you obviously don't know if you have tomorrow, you need to go for it today.
Yes.
Because one of the biggest regrets that people have, and I know you've probably heard this from older people as well, you know, grandparents and whatnot will say one of the biggest regrets they ever had was not going for the opportunities that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want regrets. I don't know about everybody else, but I don't want regrets. I don't care if I get told no.
Right.
If I want it, at least I went for it.
Exactly. It's the beauty in the joy of the process going forward. Why wait? Why hesitate? The time you could never get back. Sometimes when we're younger, we don't see our own mortality. And it's not about death. It's just you get older and you start to think. You know, when you're younger, it's the future. The future. I'm young. It's the future. I'll do this in the future. Middle age, eh. But when you get older, your thoughts are more based on things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That are finite, that are written and locked down and done already,
yeah.
You know? And that's one of the secrets, really, to keeping yourself alive and upbeat. Even when you get older, still look toward the future, what you're going to do. We should all leave this earth and transition reaching for something, you
yeah.
know? Because even younger folks can start to get into the whole thing. Well, remember back, it's good to reminisce now. And learn from and meditate, but project those things into the future. But so many people take time for granted and they don't go for what is inside of them. They think maybe I can't do it. What? Find out what you can do. Sometimes you move forward to do something that you thought you wanted to do and you found out that that's not really for you, but you discovered something else inside of you that you want to do.
Exactly. And, you know, some of my friends love this about me, and some of my friends hate, kind of, you know, not really hate me for this, but, you know, they kind of be like, girl, why you always gonna come at me like this? But they'll tell me they want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next question is, well, why haven't you? You'd be surprised the expressions on people's faces when you say, well, why haven't you?
Right.
And then I don't let them weasel their way out with excuses, because they'll say things, well, you know, I don't really have enough time. Well, why don't you make time? Well, you know, financially speaking, well, why don't you find a cheaper way? you can either keep making excuses or you can take the initiative and just make it happen. You know, I want to go back. You mentioned the younger people because I think a lot of times when we have our conversations about relationships, we're speaking about people in their late 20s, early 30s and beyond, right?
Yes, yes.
But going back to the younger ones, you said a lot of them, people think to the future, well, I have this time, I have that time to wait. One of the most tragic love stories that I know from my personal circle is two people who found the perfect relationship at the age of 18. And of course, in most situations, it's not the case, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they were actually perfectly compatible. They were, I mean, flawlessly, you know? They got along well. Their attributes worked well together. Their families, however, felt they were too young. Their friends felt they were too young.
Wow.
By the time they were 21, all these outsiders were telling them things, and the outsiders were not recognizing how good they were for each other. When they were together, they did better. They were doing great things when they were together. And yeah, they were young, but once in a while, there is something great that happens. They ended up breaking up due to outside pressure. And years later, looked back and said, I never found another one like that.
Wow.
So for young people, you don't have to get married. If you have that perfect relationship, you don't have to get married right now. For anyone at any age who has found something that just works, hold on to it. Because that is precious. And you don't know if you're going to get another one. As long as that person is boosting you and empowering you, and you are doing the same for them, don't let that go. Because you might never get it again. You might be 20 years old and you think, oh, when I'm 27, I'll get it again. You don't know that. You might not even live to see 27. I hate to say it. But even if you did, you might not find that again.
That's right.
If you get something good, hold on to it. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to check out the book, How to Make a Modern Woman Act Like a Traditional Lady. It is available on Amazon.com. If you want to check out a preview, be sure to check it out on Amazon or come over to moderntraditionallady.com to get more details and information and share your thoughts. We'll be right back.